Welcome to Vantage Points, where we explore the history of southwestern Manitoba. I'm Tiana Neufeld.
And I think getting married, I think his mom didn't think he should, but he knew he had something to come back for. Yeah. And I think that's what did it.
Really? Yeah.
You know, and he said, when he left, he said, I'll be back. Mm. And he prayed, and I prayed at this end. Mm. And I'm great for prayers today.
If you listened to episode 2 of Vantage Points, you'll recognize this voice. This is Bern Minshall, and in our last episode, she talked about how she worked in the Melitta Creamery grating eggs. She's a plucky 92-year-old, full of memories of a Melitta few of us would recognize today.
Saturday night was booming in Melitta, till 2 a.m. in the morning.
Really?
I loved my cafe work, just loved it. And the wages wouldn't be good, but as I said,
cafe was open till 2?
So one night a week, Saturday night was a big night in Melitta, especially in the summer. Yeah. Crowds of people.
But things weren't always so rosy.
I went to school to grade 11. I quit grade 11 to get married.
Mm-hmm. So how old were you when you were married?
18. My husband was 20.
Yeah.
And we were married on his furlough on the 22nd of May. And he had 2 weeks at home. And then we took the new train and came back for his 2 weeks, and he left, and he surprised me. He came home the following week. He came without consent, so he had to pay for that. You know, you wash dishes and do everything. Uh-huh. And I know one of his buddies did get back in time to go where they left for war, for England. And boy, he got really in deep trouble.
Oh, did he?
But he had
he
to go the next draft, and he caught up to them in England.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Bern Minshall was just a teenager when she married her husband, Bill, in 1944. They were married 2 weeks before he was sent overseas to take part in World War II. I can't help but think that romance must have been different then. In an age before the telephone and way before the text message, how do you stay connected while the love of your life is overseas, merely 20 years old, going through a horrific and life-changing experience?
I wrote a letter every day. Every day. And, you know, my mom and dad were going east for Christmas. They hadn't been down east for a long time. They came from the east. They were going down east at Christmas of 1944. And I was ready to go with them. And I backed out at the last because I thought, my letters I'll never get.
Yeah.
You know, and, you know, our letters used to pile up. Yeah. Like, I might get 4 letters at one time.
Right.
And then his would be the same way.
Oh,
he longed for my letters. They couldn't write much. And they were all censored.
Yeah.
Always had censored on.
Yeah.
But I went to the post office every day looking for mail. We were both very faithful. That's one thing.
But was it letters alone that got her through?
I worked in a store for a little while after Bill left, Sewer's store there. Mm-hmm. And I worked both cafes, Sun and Carl. I started working at them when I was 14. And I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a lot of work there. And steady work, and then when I got the job at the creamery, I went nights there. I kept myself very busy.
We aren't talking about a few months. Bill and Bern were separated for the first 2 years of their marriage.
Left in June, early June. He landed in England in July. He came back in 46. But, you know, I was young, and my parents were so good to me, and his parents were good to me. I didn't get out to his parents as much because they lived north of Pearson. And, of course, we didn't drive, so a friend would take me out some weekends out there.
Yeah.
But, you know, the time went, Bill. It was lonely, but I was busy and I lived at home, and that made quite a difference.
By far the worst moment for Bern was when she heard through her father-in-law that Bill had been wounded.
Well, he was wounded twice over there in France and again in Holland. And his dad followed him all through the war. And when he was wounded in France, he said, Bern, he's been spared because he's missed some of the heavy, heavy fighting. Because it was near Normandy, but it was after Normandy. He was wounded in Falaise on the Seine River. And he was back in England for 6 weeks, not real sick, but he was in a hospital. And I remember one of his letters, he said, oh, it's so nice to lie under white sheets. You know, we can't imagine what they went through.
Bill Minshall came home in 1946. Bern went into Winnipeg to meet him at the train station, and they spent a few days there before returning to Pearson.
his grandmother was well over 80. And when he left, she gave him a final meal on the Sunday night. And she said, I'll be here to make your meal, your first meal when you arrive back. And she did. The train came into Pierce at 7 p.m. By the time we drove 9 miles with the team and, sleigh.
Yeah.
And she had this big meal on. We ate at 12 o'clock at night.
When Bill came home, they moved onto their farm north of Melitta and settled into country life. They had their first child in the first year that he was home. I wondered how Bill had changed while he had been away and whether or not he talked about his experiences overseas.
Well, he was more, I don't know, he was always a mature person, but more serious. And he never, ever talked more. Never. None of them did. All these more guys will tell you that. We were sort of, I don't know, young and dumb. He was bound to have changed because they grow up so fast anyway, because he was only 20 and was what you go through. I often look back and think how dumb we were. Not one of us realized what he had been through.
Thanks to Bernd Minchel for sharing her stories with us, and to Bill Warren, who helped conduct this interview. This podcast is a project of the Turtle Mountain Service Plains Heritage Association. To find the rest of our podcast series, please go to our website, www.vantagepoints.ca. Our theme music is taken from the song Mantra by Buffalo. That's B-U-F-F-L-O. Go check him out on all major streaming platforms.